Everything's running smoothly.
Yo! Here we go. Back on that grind, Pete. Back on that grind. This is KC Morning Show. Peter Sweeney across the line. My name's Hartzell. Peter, take it away, my friend.
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It is, you know, I hate to say this. It's going to be hot again this week. I was wrong about the heat being over.
You lied to us, man. You completely lied to us.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I lied a little bit. Yeah.
Because you're bold. You're firm in your prediction. You're wrong.
Well, there's no right or wrong in weather. You just place it out there and you see what happens, and then you go back on TV the next day. You try it the next day. You're just waking up in Kansas City. We're in, looks like the mid-70s, and we got a different reel feel today, actually.
Oh, a rare different reel. Oh, break me off, Pete, because they've been kind of the same recently, yeah?
Yeah, it looks like today, based upon the humidity and the UV index, you can add 3 degrees to the temperature. So, for example, like if it's 6 degrees, what would that be? That'd be 9 degrees.
Oh, nice.
10, it'll be 13, but it's a little bit hotter that in Kansas City. It's in the mid-70s as you get up. And then, I mean, it can get as high to 93, 95 today. High 96, low 73 on Tuesday. High 94, low 74 on Wednesday. Some sunny skies. It looks like there's no rain in the forecast through the 31st. So you're sitting pretty out there. Now, if you're one of those witches, like in The Wizard of Oz, no danger of melting anytime soon.
Oh, so. Wow. What a timely reference you just made there. Tell you what, chief meteorologist, the coolest guys at everybody's news station.
Right.
Coolest cats, the coolest gals in all the news department. You just broke them off with a super up-to-date, Wizard of Oz reference.
Yeah. Temperatures and real feels and humidity. Oh, my. Wow. What? This guy knows what I'm talking about.
Happy Monday, Pete. How was your weekend, brother? How much did you miss me?
Oh, so much, dude.
That I always ask myself on Monday mornings. How much did Pete miss me?
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. It was like a 9, I guess. And worked right through the weekend. This is actually technically my Friday because there's no Chiefs media on Tuesday. So happy Friday to you. Once the regular season starts, Friday is Friday because they play on Sundays.
You gotta be willing to be a flexible man.
Friday is actually Friday and Saturday because of the way the NFL season goes. So you get the 2 weekend days in one.
Man, if we thought one day was enough for you, no, you get 2 in 1.
That's a bad thing.
Be tamed. No, because everyone says that we wish we had more hours in the day, and we don't deserve them. You deserve more hours in the day.
No, yeah,
you are a busy man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's great. But anyway, so excited to get a little breath.
What are you gonna do? What's the plan?
Oh, I have a ton of errands. I got to do tomorrow. I got to bring something to. You know that store Restore? I got to drop off some old furniture that I just like kind of need to get rid of, so I'm going to drop it there. I think that's Habitats for Humanity, which will be good. I got to go.
Am I not a part of humanity? You didn't want to run that by me? Maybe see if I want to snag some stuff? Come on. I got a big old place to fill.
Yeah, no, I'm going to give it to those in need. And so I'm going to go down to OP. I've been looking for these water. This is such a... This is such a grown man list of things I have to do, but I got to go down to Overland Park.
Do you want an intro song for this?
No.
Grown man list of Pete.
I got to go to get these water filters that for some reason are only available in Overland Park for my water filter thing. And I got to do laundry. I got to get a haircut on Tuesday. So it is.
Oh, what you going with? That's that now. Now you got my attention. We're talking haircuts. What you going with? You're going to go with the high and tight. You're going to get that fade. I mean, you can't be cutting off that flow. Look at those locks, those luscious locks, the flow of Pete. My God.
Yeah, I think I'll just clean up the sides, and I just want to look a little less like Jimmy Neutron at this point. So
I mean, you got a big ass head, Pete. I'm not sure we can fix that. It's still a little bit too late for that. And by the way, I say that with all the love because I too have a rather large ass head.
I got a noggin.
Man. You got a noggin. And you like to use it. That's the most important part of it.
How was your weekend? Looked like you had a rosy picnic last night.
It was nice. It was birthday weekend for
your birthday.
Not mine, for my lady.
Oh, so, wow.
I was on birthday boyfriend duty, and it was
Looked like a nice picnic.
I think I did pretty good. It was awesome. In fact, we're gonna talk to her name is Monica. Monica puts she puts those together. It's with Table Picnics. Story KC.
What kind of sandwiches does she make?
Sandwiches. Oh no, that's amateur. Amateur hour. This was like a three course. I want to say it was like an Italian meal. So yeah, it's like the best way to do a socially distanced COVID picnic, you know? So Monica goes and sets everything up for you. And then you take a couple hours, you kick it, and then she will come and clean it up. And I loved it. It was awesome. So we're going to have her on the show. We're going to talk about that. Because we were saying last week how, you know, there's going to be a few pop-ups in the age of COVID that are going to stick around because, you know, folks got to survive, and some of the stuff is gonna end up being around for a bit. And I think this was just the coolest idea. And she also does like in-home stuff too. So I dug it. Chipoy was full, and
round tummy.
I woke up
with a round tummy today.
We all love the idea of a picnic, but let's be real. Is it worth the payoff once you got to end up, you know, it's time to go. All right, here we go. I got to get all this stuff put back together.
So actually,
you got the bugs everywhere. Right. Now this is the best way to picnic. Like, honestly, Monica, where have you been all my life?
I actually did something. It was like a pseudo picnic recently. And I find that there was just too many bugs. Too many bugs. The skeeters were hungry. Blessing and a curse for me. I have really sweet skin. So they're very, very attracted to my skin.
I actually don't think I had any.
Yeah. Well, you got sour skin. Yeah.
Apparently so. I'm not the candy they were looking for.
No, not.
Yeah. I will say it was a great time though. It was hot, but part of the course for a birthday weekend. You know what I'm saying? When it's a birthday weekend, it gets to be a little hot.
All right. Well, that's by design. That's a good cue. Well, you know what it is? It is
that,
Monday.
It's that time.
It's Monday, August 24th. Let's hear what's going on in the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh, yeah! Oh, let's go!
It's news time.
Happy Monday! I almost said happy Friday. Oh, boy.
It is. It's my Friday. Thank you.
See what you did to me? See what you did to me? All right, Pete. Let's do the news, man.
Happy News Day.
Happy News Day. Conditions are ideal to do the news.
When you don't have a boyfriend on Valentine's Day, they call that Galentine's Day.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fun fact on the news.
There you go. Fun Fact Monday. That's why we call it Fun Fact Monday.
And I had a ton of fun with it. Just the most fun with that fact. Hey, we got a friend on the show today.
Shedwards?
Friends. No, not Shedwards.
Special for Shedwards.
I would love to have nothing but Sean Edwards on this show. And I think Sean would like that. It's usually whenever we have him on the show, usually in the background, he always puts his date on hold to do our interview.
Yeah. Which is so kind of him.
The kindest, right? Just a real sweetheart. The sacrifice for Sean Edwards to do that for us. But no, another friend, a new friend on the KC Morning Show, Will Block. With Renew KC Neighborhoods. They're doing like nonprofit work trying to end homelessness in KC. You know, I like that. I love
don't be
that.
Fooled by that the, don't be fooled by the rocks that he's got. He's still Will from Block. Will Block. Coming up next. A little tease for you.
Oh, wow. Yep. That's.
don't be fooled.
Oh, man. For someone who's on his Friday, you are in tip-top shape, man. That was excellent.
Lit. It's lit in here.
COVID!
Kansas is reporting 966 new cases since Wednesday. Missouri is reporting 1,200 new cases since yesterday. To give you a better idea of the spread of the virus over the past 7 days, 12.8% of tests are coming back positive in Kansas. In Missouri, it's 10.6%. The national average is just above 6%.
So those numbers are from Friday, Friday evening. We're still waiting to get some updates. As we're recording this, the numbers from the weekend have not been entered in yet, but what was breaking yesterday, potentially some really good news. Still got a lot of work to do, but 45 came and talked to us, and he said that maybe we might have a thing.
On the eve of his convention.
Yeah, I'm pleased to make a truly historic announcement.
The president announced a new step for a coronavirus treatment, a temporary emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma taken from recovered patients' blood for others hospitalized with COVID.
This is a powerful therapy that transfuses very, very strong antibodies.
Joined by the head of the FDA, this decision comes after internal scientific debate over whether the FDA had enough data, and after the president accused FDA staff on Twitter of delaying action until after the election.
There might have been a holdup, but we broke the logjam over the last week.
So this convalescence plasma, again, we've learned so many big words and so many scientific things.
It's been educational.
And I feel like a learned individual. I don't know what none of this stuff means, but I sound like it, right? I play a doctor on TV today. Convalescence plasma is taken from the blood of people who have recovered from COVID-19. This happened, I believe, at the end of March is when they started some of this. It has already been used to treat more than 60,000 COVID-19 patients, okay? But there are some actual concerns.
Okay, Dr. John, earlier this month, Dr. Anthony Fauci argued against rushing this to patients. What were his concerns?
Dr. Fauci's big concern is that we don't have enough information to know if convalescent plasma, which is rich in coronavirus antibodies, actually works. Now, although the administration cites examples of how it seems to have helped some patients, we are still waiting on clinical trials, which we need to prove its overall effectiveness.
And still a lot of questions, but you know what? Let's take some wins.
Yeah.
When we can get the wins.
Right.
Small victories are key. And
I'm fortunate enough, you know, not to have COVID, which is a good thing, at least to my knowledge. I mean, who knows? But I have no interest in convalescent plasma, but I would have interest if there was fluorescent plasma so I could glow in the dark for you.
Oh yeah. I hear it's better for the environment too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, you don't even need a nightlight cause you got my blood, baby.
You know, with takes like that, Pete, maybe you should go back to school. And you know what? You have plenty of time because KU is back. Rock chalk. Mm. Rock chalk that COVID wheat.
Taking my fluorescent plasma to Lawrence.
Students at KU head back to the classroom, but as with most things during this pandemic, things will look a little different. Part of that means being tested for COVID-19 before students can start the semester. The university has been performing mass testing on every single student. So far, there has been a little more than a 1% positivity rate.
I'm looking here on Channel 9 and KNBC 9. They've got some videos of a KU frat party.
Ooh, like lit. That.
Yeah, let's see. As calls continue for the University of Kansas to delay in-person classes, this is according to KNBC.com, a video making the rounds on social media shows why you should be concerned. It's a Kappa Sigma fraternity. Cap Sig, is that how you abbreviate that?
What does it say here? COVID Sig?
A lot of shade being thrown this weekend. The Trump family drama.
Oh, wow.
Rivals that of the McMahon family. You know, we are a wrestling household on this KC Morning Show. Pete, in fact, you watched SummerSlam yesterday. We won't bore you with wrestling details, but, you know, life is wrestling, y'all. We keep trying to say this. In fact, Vince McMahon's birthday is today. I was going to pull that audio. But, yeah, a lot of WWE-style family drama with 45 and the Trump family.
We're getting stunning new audio of President Trump's sister, Marianne Trump Berry, a former federal judge, disparaging her brother's character and his record in office in tapes first obtained by the Washington Post and secretly recorded by the president's niece. The president's sister criticizes the president for lying, lambasts his job performance, and says he's out only for himself.
This goddamn tweet and the lie. Oh my God, I'm talking too freely, but you know, it's the change of stories, the lack of preparation, the lying, the holy.
Like, okay, Obama's brother. Remember when everyone was going wild? Whatever, Obama's conservative brother. This is like the Malik brother from Kenya who doesn't like Obama. That was a big story. And I feel like now with Trump, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, it's his cousin. Yeah, of course. Oh, his niece? Oh, yeah, of course. Why would they like their uncle? You know, it's just...
That's where we are. It's just a little par for the course. That's what you're saying. It's just the new normal of... Yeah, another thing, whatever, at this point.
I got something I think we need to do, and we need to do this ASAP, because it's still in production, and we should get on before everybody else tries to do this. Candyland. We remember the game. I'm sure it was one of your childhood staples, Pete.
Don't get stuck in the mud, man.
This is Candyland, a place you pretend to visit when you play this game. But be careful of the cherry pitfalls, and don't get stuck in molasses swamp.
Don't you do it. Don't you get stuck.
The amount of options here are limitless, and I actually want to be on Candyland. I feel like I would enjoy that experience, and I have never been on a game show. It's always been a dream of mine to be on a game show. And so, yeah, if I can't be on The Price is Right, I'm ready to go to Molasses Swamp. Another one that would be fun is bringing your family onto Family Feud.
A lot of us want to think we're smart enough to be on Jeopardy, but that ain't most of us, you know. We want to pretend we're that smart, but nah.
I don't know how those folks do so well on Jeopardy. I feel like when I watch that show, I'm like, do they just remember everything that they've ever read in their life? And I think the answer is yes. My brain just doesn't work like that, unfortunately. I wish it did, but yeah, I wouldn't do well on Jeopardy.
You're familiar with Jesse's Girl, correct? Mm-hmm. You're familiar with that song, Jesse's Girl?
No, I wish that I had Jesse's Girl.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to play this real quick.
Now, I'm aware that during the quarantine that Coheed and Cambria has been kind of doing like covers of old 80s songs and stuff. And some of them have been pretty good, not going to lie.
Why? What? Why? Make a new song. Make a new song.
Are you telling me you don't want to hear?
No.
You didn't ask for this? You didn't ask for this?
Glass Animals and Greeting Committee. I mean, that's the perfect buffer.
I was waiting for it. Okay. All right. You need to calm down. We're going to wrap up the news with this, Pete. You need to take a second to get chill. Center yourself. And I have the perfect app for you. In fact, it is called the Calm app. And it is narrated by the only person that can pull this off.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment? The one we're in. I mean, how often do we really feel what's happening within and around us? Allowing ourselves to be moved, to be inspired, to be filled with gratitude for the mystery and the beauty of this universe and of this life.
Oh, Peter. Oh, my God. Pete, I love what you do on Wednesdays. You know, we do Wednesday Wisdom on this show, but man, that's your template for how to do that segment, Pete.
Whew. You know, Pete, when I see that hot real feel, I think it might be a nice day to take my shirt off.
The Calm app features a variety of different stories, including a narrated piece, a story called Wonder, in which you can hear from the one and only, the soothing sounds from one Matthew McConaughey. What do you think about that? You like that app, Pete? I love that app.
Well, I'll say this. At least, I don't even know what card he's partnered with or that he sells, but those are all new fresh commercials stemming from the last story. This is at least a new thing. I like that. Okay, McConaughey's got a sweet sultry voice. Let's put him on a meditation app, and so I'm all for it. Give me more McConaughey.
Peter, we have a friend joining us on the show, Will Block, up next. No, not Shedwards. I know we have to open Shifty. It up to other folks. I wish it could be just the Sean Edwards show, but we have to have other friends as well.
No new friends is what I usually say. But.
Will Block from Renew KC Neighborhoods. He is up next. This is what, Pete? What is this they're listening to?
The Kansas City Morning Show.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Will Block with Renew KC is showing me some of the repairs needed to make this house livable again. That's what the organization does, renew and restore houses for low income, the elderly, and veterans here in Kansas City.
You can clearly tell that this house needs some work, but the bones are here and the infrastructure's here to have a family live in this home.
The long-term goal of Renew KC is to revitalize entire neighborhoods, but it's narrowing its focus right now to individual homes in a time of crisis.
A lot of our neighbors are being forced to make decisions that are just unacceptable. You know, do I pay rent this month? Do I fix that HVAC, even, you know, because it's hot outside right now? Or do I do a roof repair, even though, you know, it might not be something that I can afford? Or do I put food on the table or afford my medicine this month? You know, there's a family out there right now living somewhere on the streets in Kansas City that could live in this home. It just takes a little bit of work and a little bit of money from our community to do that and to get it to a condition that can support these families.
In the age of Corona, I mean, we need good folks helping out Kansas City more than ever. So we've got some friends on your KC Morning Show. Will Block, he is with Renew KC Neighborhoods, the president of Renew KC Neighborhoods, also the associate VP of development at Block Real Estate Services. Whoo, I'm out of breath, which means you have a lot of degrees, and that means you're an important person. Will, welcome, and thank you for joining us, man. This is incredible.
Oh, man, you're buttering me up. I feel real important right now. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
You deserve to be gassed up, and you all deserve to be gassed up because, you know, it's like I'm saying, we have a moment right now, and you guys are putting your money where your mouth is. So tell us all right now, what is Renew KC Neighborhoods?
Well, you know, it was established before COVID even started. It, you know, just as an organization for city officials and commercial developers here in Kansas City to give back to the community the only way we knew how, which was leveraging what we do every day in our careers to try to, you know, use those relationships that we work with to do something good for the community. And we kind of landed on the infrastructure issue in Kansas City and trying to reduce the, unfortunately, surging homelessness that exists, you know, in areas of the city. And so, you know, we formed this organization a couple of years ago, and it kind of transitioned through some city transitions of leadership, and we kind of really hit the ground running, and I became president earlier this year before COVID actually finally hit. And, you know, since then, it's been a huge process getting this really running and getting out in the community. And so, you know, we just started reaching out to donors and you know, doing interviews like this. And we're trying to get our name out there as best we can to hopefully, you know, get funds in here. And as time goes on, we start to realize that, you know, with COVID and the situation that exists right now, we're needed more than ever. And so it's kind of, you know, pushing us even more to get out there and get help to the community as quickly as possible. And so, you know, it is a perfect storm in ways. We had this organization and we started it up earlier this year, and COVID's kind of put the exclamation point on, hey, we need you in Kansas City right now. And so we hope to be there to answer the call.
It's the question I feel we all get asked, especially folks who have been around Kansas City for a long time. And, you know, the question is, what is the biggest issue plaguing Kansas City right now? And I think at the top of the list consistently is homelessness.
You know, it's ridiculous. We took a step back and we realized that on the one hand, you know, at any given night in Kansas City, upwards of 2,000 people are without any shelter at all.
That's craziness.
I know. Yeah. And, you know, on some cold winter days, you don't think about those people all the time. And so, you know, we took a step back and realized that homelessness number mixed with, on the other hand, you know, in certain areas of Kansas City and likely the same areas where the homelessness issue is the highest, upwards of one in every four homes can be vacant. And so, you know, the infrastructure then we realized exists to fix this homelessness issue or at least put a dent in it. But nobody's really picking up the shovel and getting out there and you know, putting the repairs and the work that needs to be done with these houses to get them to a level that, you know, a family can go live in or a veteran that's on the streets right now can go live in. And so we want to be the organization that really, you know, picked up the slack and got out there and helped to bridge that gap between the homelessness that exists and the surging number of vacant homes and dilapidated and, you know, homes that are just falling apart out there.
You know, there's stigmas and pictures are painted with broad strokes. But you're on the ground. You see the folks. You see the areas. You see the potential. Who are we talking to? Who is being directly impacted and helped by work like this?
Well, you know, the thing that nobody realizes is that everybody has their own story. And, you know, people do paint the broad stroke of, you know, homelessness is because, you know, people get out there and say these horrible things. And, you know, the bottom line is everyone's got their different story. And you know, Renew KC Neighborhoods was founded with the mission of giving back to specifically, you know, elderly people who are unable to, you know, fix things in their own homes or our large veteran population that's unfortunately homeless in Kansas City. And then, you know, kind of a catch-all that we have is just, you know, people that are just down on their luck and they're just economically disadvantaged, which right now in the age of COVID has increased significantly for reasons that are completely, you know, different across the board. You know, not to throw a statistic at you, but the United Way of Kansas City, you know, released a stat that said the homelessness risk has increased 50% just between January and June of this year. So, you know, they might not be homeless now, but they could be soon. And, you know, to us as you know, quote unquote leaders in the community, we'd like to believe we didn't want to stand for that. And we had to get out there as soon as we could.
How are we going to get there? What are the steps? I know we got plans. They've posted online. How do we get from point A to point B? Fill us in. How are we going to get there?
Well, you know, right now we just want to get help into the community as quickly as we can. You know, we have these large goals that we want to keep and missions for the organization. But, you know, in the age of COVID, like we were speaking about earlier, it's just getting out there and helping people as best we can, you know, whether that means our elderly neighbor who, you know, needs help with their roof that might be leaking, you know, foundation issues, windows, small projects in the community that we can get out there and help right now is kind of our goal as you know, donations start to roll in. You know, we have much loftier goals for the future of the organization, you know, repairing full neighborhoods, building communities, developing communities that might be tailored to, you know, smart homes for veterans or accessible homes for elderly people who might be homeless or unable to afford their mortgages. So, you know, we got big goals, but right now our main priority is just getting in the community, getting our name out there, you know, getting some publicity and hopefully getting more ability to get out there and do, you know, bigger and better projects and help the community even more.
How big is the team now? I know we're growing the Avengers style team. How big's the squad right now?
I like that, the Avengers. The squad's small right now. It consists of, you know, former councilwoman Lucia Kennedy, who's been a great mentor and a great guide through the city processes that we're working through right now. And, you know, and the rest of the board is just a collection of people, you know, that we have contacts with through our jobs on the commercial side, you know, so commercial developers that largely specialize in multifamily development. So, you know, we hope to leverage that multifamily experience over here on the residential side. And, you know, our board is open to expanding in the future with even more members as we kind of get more work below our belt. But, you know, right now it's just myself and Alicia Kennedy, Chandler Thompson, and Ken Block. So it's a small board, but we're working to build on the organization and get things going as quickly as we can.
When I saw Mayor Keel's one of the folks who's endorsed you guys, yeah?
Yeah, he's a busy guy, so I don't know if we can get him to join the board, but, you know, he's been behind us 100% since the get-go, and, you know, he's a huge Eastside advocate and a safe housing advocate as well and for his whole career, and so, you know, a lot of our vision and goals and missions for the organization align with what Mayor Keel wanted to do for the city, and so, you know, it's been a match made in heaven there for, you know, his support, and he's been great, and we look forward to working with him when we get to, you know, requesting larger packages for aid and getting through the city on some things, and as well as working with the Land Bank of Kansas City, you know, getting some houses that, you know, might be vacant that way. So, no, we're excited to work with Mayor Q, and he's a good friend of mine, and I know of the show, so we're excited for that.
I know we got a lot of work to do, and it's right now there's a lot of blood, there's a lot of sweat, and there's a lot of tears, you know, just to be honest with you, but I'm a big it takes a village kind of guy, you know, that's just me. So why not us? Why can't we be the group of people that say, no, we're going to do things different in Kansas City?
It's a tough time for Kansas City, and it's almost heartbreaking to see the community fall into disrepair in some areas and see the homelessness rising, but you know, at a certain point, you got to get off the sidelines and get out there and make a difference. And, whether or not you're a member of our board or you donated $5 to us or you just spread our name in our organization's, you know, reputation out there, you know, any difference makes a difference. And I know it's cliche to say, but even giving a little bit really helps us, you know, hit the ground running and get out there and do some great work.
What's the next step? What do you need from us?
We have a generous donation for $200,000, and it's to match other donations that come in. So, you know, if we get $200,000 of donations, and after that, we get upwards of $400,000 already to get our organization going. And, you know, that's enough money to get out there and do all kinds of great work for the community and fix several homes and help, you know, tons of people. And especially right now, it's needed more than ever. And so, you know, we're really excited for that, and it's a great start.
Where, what's that website?
Well, website is just renewkcneighborhoods.org, and the easy plug, if you're willing to give or have the ability to give, is just renewkcneighborhoods.org/donate, and it's a pretty easy process. Everything's really set up there. But you can learn more about our organization there. We have a Facebook page, Renew KC Neighborhoods. We have an Instagram, it's at Renew KCN. You know, we got all kinds of things. We have a Twitter account, at Renew KCN as well. So we have social media platforms everywhere, but our website is a place you need to go if you are able to give and want to help us out and get us going.
You know, there will never not be good people out there. And some of them are down in their luck. And you know what? Those people, they need places to stay too. We got this, man. It takes a village. Will Block, he's the president of Renew KC Neighborhoods. Will, thank you. And we're going to have you on a bunch because I got to have updates because we got phase one and phase two and phase three. And I want to make sure we get all the way to the finish line.
Anytime you want to talk, give me a call. I'm happy to come back.
Will, thank you, brother.
All right. Thanks so much.
Sports. Hello. As you know, this is that time of the program where we talk about athletes doing the damn thing in Kansas City. So it's sports time.
Woo-woo!
Whoop-de-doo. Here we go. What do you want to know? Oh, you want me to just run it? Okay. So
wait, I want you to run it back. Run it back!
I got to stall a little bit, get my notes back up. Okay, oh, here we go.
Say, is there an app that's loading right now? Is there an ad? What's happening right now?
No, I have to take notes to get this ready for you. Kansas City Chiefs, on Saturday, did you notice they had fans at the stadium? A couple articles came out where people had concerns about certain fans taking masks off. It was only 2,000 fans. Didn't seem as manageable, and they're about to have 17,000 in a couple weeks, so they're working through that. I was not. No, I... they only allowed a handful of reporters and 2,000 fans. I was not on the A-list, so that was great.
Uh-oh. Ooh, did you just hear that? I just heard a shot fired from the Chiefs. Uh-oh.
I did
How
not.
How will he respond? The response from Peter Sweeney. You are the editor-in-chief. You're getting called out. Look, what you gonna do, huh?
Whatever decision they make is the best decision.
You better start flexing, Pete.
The Chiefs had fans at their stadium. There was a little bit of backlash from the media, then backlash at the backlash, and back and forth. Andy Reid essentially said on Sunday that they're working through it. They're trying to figure out the best course of action, how much security they need, how to remind fans to wear masks and stuff like that. So it seems like they're optimistic that this thing will get worked out by the time the games begin, which is in September 10th. So it's coming up really fast. Chiefs and Texans on Thursday night football. Chiefs had their first day without any injuries to report of training camp on Sunday after practice. Patrick Mahomes was asked about the prospect of going 19-0.
Yeah, I mean, it's in theory, I mean, you feel like you can. I mean, every single year, you feel like you can win every single game. I think it comes down to how you deal with adversity throughout games and throughout the season. I think that's the biggest thing of trying to go 19-0 and trying to do those special things and be a team that the first team that would have to ever go undefeated for 19 games and win all that. But it's more than just play calling and players. It's about a team and the culture that you have and how every single week, every single day, every single opportunity you accept that challenge.
I mean, he's just a quote machine. Just says the right thing.
Right, and he's gotten better at it.
It's clockwork now at this point. So good for him. And we'll see if the Chiefs can go 19-0. It starts with winning their first game, which, again, is coming up. The Kansas City Royals, they lost 2 of 3 to the Twins over the weekend, including 5-4 on Sunday. They're now 11-17, fifth place in the AL Central. We're about halfway. Let's see, 11 plus 17, that's 28. So that means we have 32 games to go. A little addition for you. One of the surprises of the season, in a bad way, has been the struggles for Adalberto Mondesi.
The hell's going on?
Hitting just .220 with 32 strikeouts in 100 at-bats.
I think a lot of people forget that Adalberto Mondesi, he's just a year older than Brady Singer. With that said, he's been around a while, and he looks like he's struggling as much as he's ever struggled before. So how do you get a Mondi through this? Because we all know that on any given day, he could be the best player on the field. Right now, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I think when you're going bad, sometimes the best thing to do is just take a deep breath and almost try to wipe the slate clean, get a fresh start. Sometimes a day or two off out of the lineup will give you a chance to do that. Not sure if that's even a consideration for Mondesi.
So you go, Mondesi trying to get out of his struggles.
People used to say that he looks like me, or that I look like him, I guess.
Yeah.
He swings the bat like me right now. He's gotta sharpen that thing up. See what I did there? You like that?
Okay.
I wish I can't rock the curl like he does. Like, that's the thing. If I straighten my hair, we ain't getting it back. Like, this is its last hurrah.
I mean, I feel like people are being a little bit rude when they say that. I think you guys looked separate. I mean, I wouldn't say that you look the same. I don't know why people would say that.
Are you about to make a separate but equal joke?
No, I'm not. I am not doing that. I want to make that abundantly clear. But anyway, so the Royals, to move on very quickly.
Oh, I love it. I got him to break. I love when I get a couple Royals swing. I love it. My favorite Royals, kind of Pete.
They call this the I-70 Midsummer Bash. The Royals play the Cardinals Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Brad Keller, Matt Harvey, and Danny Duffy will be your pitchers in that series. They need some wins. Yeah. It'd be nice to win 6 in a row and get back to 17-17. That's a pipe dream. You need to do is win series now. So if they can win the next 3 series, they'll be right in it here. All right. Now it's time to talk about soccer. Which
soccering it up? Let's do some soccer.
Sporting won their Friday match against Mini 2-1. New look Sporting lineup was headlined by the MLS debut of Winston Reed, who partnered with Graham Smith in defense. Goals from Gaddy Kinda and an own goal from a play by Kinda and Johnny Russell led to a victory, 2-1.
This is not Kinda. Trouble for Minnesota. Johnny Russell. Still Russell. And it's an own goal. Michael Boxall, unfortunate. Kansas City, so precise in their ways moving forward.
So the Sporting Kansas City, their first place atop the West, correct, Hartzell?
Real nice, yeah. It was the funniest part about this. So we played Minnesota, and we brand that the nicest rivalry in MLS.
Yeah.
And in the game with the nicest rivalry involved, both teams scored an own goal for each other, which is just like, you sometimes just can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, that was the second goal. I mean, it sort of just bounced off one of the defenders. That's the interesting thing that I find in soccer, they actually say own goal in the stats. A lot of these other sports, like hockey, for example, which has their playoffs going on, they will credit the goal just to the last player in the stats. So that's nice, I guess, you know, like that they...
Hey, a win is a win. It all scores the same. 3 points scores the same to me.
So that's a good... Okay, that's a good game for Gaddy. Sporting again plays tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Will you have the Hartzell show going on?
We will be there, and we're doing double duty. So we're going to be doing the virtual watch party, and there's going to be fans, man. We're going to have people out there. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to.
So you'll have COVID on Wednesday when you get.
Don't even put that in the world, man. What? Why would you even say that? Why would you even?
I'm a realist.
Stop it.
Look, there is stop just it. A non-zero
you
chance.
Stop it.
That you get COVID. I mean,
I'm fine. I'm gonna be secluded in a box. I'm gonna be spraying down. Yeah, we're gonna be doing it double duty style. So if you get the Zoom link, and I don't know how they get that out to people. I'm not sure if it's like in a Reddit group or if you'd have to know somebody. But the link is out there.
They message
virtual
it, yeah.
Watch parties. Yeah. So maybe just go to sportingkc.com. And if you're gonna be out there joining us, we'll see you at the Blue Hell.
Sounds like you're going to have a lot of fun. Maybe I'll come out there and say hi to you. How many people are they having out there?
Believe it is like 2 and some change. Two
people.
2,000 and some change.
Oh, 2,000.
No, not 2 people. I think it's like 2,200 or something like that. So
that's
it's awesome. Going
to
be
that's similar to what the Chiefs
interesting
did.
Interesting time.
Man, the world is back on. I actually was out and about over the weekend having some dinner with a friend on Friday. We figured, okay, you know, maybe there won't be a ton of people out. We'll just wear a mask and grab a table on the plaza. Packed house. It's over. So there's no more COVID in Missouri, which is nice. Like I'm thrilled about that. Chiefs and the big news, dude, and no offense to sporting here for Kansas City, is the Chiefs and Texans now. I mean, we are just 17 days away. So, yeah.
Is that a sports? Did we just do a sports?
That's a wrap. I have no national sports for you. Who cares about the nation? I mean, it's Kansas City or nothing at this point.
I love the way you said that. I love it. Do you have any events for me? What's going on? What's going on for the rest of our Monday, Bay?
We got
a show on Wednesday. I mean, what do you know what else happens now? There's a progression of this show. There's things that happen after you do sports that usually you still take care of on the show. Did you know you didn't pull any events, did you?
This Welcome into events.
This is me pulling time, isn't it?
I have some events. Inception is still playing at Screenland Armor.
Let's do this. Hold on, Rules. Let me interrupt.
See, this is what I was waiting for.
Let me interrupt you to say one more time a happy birthday to one Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
Oh no.
And in honor of his birthday, the genetic jackhammer, they say. The entrance music, maybe the greatest wrestling intro song of all time, still. No
chance! Did you see what you just did there? I was waiting for music. You said, where are events? And then I finally start, and then you say, no, wait, I gotta play music.
You were struggling. All right, listen, you were talking in circles, and Vince McMahon.
What do you think I was waiting for? Usually, there's the tunes after sports. Unreal. All right, Inception's still playing at Screenland Armor. Tonight at the Raphael Hotel, Hartzell did the picnic thing with, you said her name was Morgan, right?
Is that her name?
At the Raphael Hotel in Chasm the Plaza, there is a garden party. Pay one price, you get this five-course meal. Tickets at eventbrite.com. Raphael Hotel. Sporting KC is having a watch party at Bar K, so you can bring your pup. Make sure that the dog has a jersey to watch the sporting game. That's happening tomorrow at 7. You could also go to the stadium, apparently. Taco Tuesdays is happening at Guy Fieri's Dive and Taco Joint at P&L. So that's cool, right? Farmers to Family Food Box event, another food box event. Independence tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So Hartzell, if you want to go get some grub, you can do so at Farm to Family Box. What a time to be alive. A lot of events in Kansas City.
Arthur, I can't tell them what you're selling it. Woo! I like that, though. No chance in hell.
That was a good transition to the end of the show where we're at now. So,
now, what are you doing today? How are you going to transition in your Tuesday? The floor is yours. I'm sorry, Pete. I'm sorry.
No,
blame Vince McMahon for this. He got me all boned up.
I'll just do, I got to work today, and then I'm going to make myself a honey-do list of everything I have to accomplish in like my half day off tomorrow, and that'll be it, man. It's too exciting on my end right now.
I hope you can get caught up on some Z's, man, because it's off to the races. It's going to be a busy rest of,
the road to Tampa, man, begins.
This is it for you. This is it. Give me a letter, my friend.
R.
Peter R. Sween. The P stands, or the R.
All over
the R stands for the redoubtable Peter Sween.
The KC Morning Show.
We will see you, I guess, on Wednesday. See ya, brother. Say goodbye, Pete.
Smile.